Well, good morning. Jesus is the light to the nations, and we've had the opportunity all throughout December to see one of our impact partners and what they're doing. The first four showed you how Christmas was celebrated in some of our countries that we have impact partners. And then we thought it'd be good today to show you what your influence has done in North Carolina, Tennessee, and Florida and after the hurricanes of this past fall. And so thank you for your support. Fairmount's given almost $50,000 to hurricane relief in those places. Through IDES. We're going to send some volunteer teams here at the start of the year. You'll be hearing more from Chris Santisseri on that. And so thank you again for all that. It is so great to see all of you in this place today. You know, when we said let's do a Unity Sunday on the last Sunday of the year, you never know what folks will come. And I'm really, really glad that you did. I'm going to take my phone out and I'm going to take a picture of you. Can I do that? Is that all right? All right, so on the count of three, everybody, I want everybody to say Happy New Year. All right, let me get back here a little further. Everybody wave and say Happy New Year. All right, are you ready? All right, I got a lot of you. I'm going to maybe take a couple. Everybody wave and say Happy New Year. All right, let me get you all over here. Let me get you all over there. All right, great. No, this is awesome. Let me tell you something that our elders have asked us to do in 2025 on every fifth Sunday. So there are four of those a year. Every fifth Sunday, we're going to do this. So that's our goal. Every fifth Sunday of 2025, we're going to gather for a Unity Sunday. And today shows me that this is that's a really, really good idea. We've already set up chairs in the back. We'll have more chairs set up as we go through 2025. And I hope that we'll need two of them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I hope we fill this place a couple of times, but this is really awesome to just see all of us here today on the last Sunday of the year to worship together. Jesus is the light to the nations, and he's also the light in our own backyard. He helps the hurting and the displaced. He provides grace for the sinner. He provides light for the lost, and he provides hope for people, real people who are all around us. Chris already shared with you that our theme in 2025 is going to be hope. You know, every year our theme is Jesus, obviously, because Jesus is the hope. Jesus is everything. But I've enjoyed every sermon series this year has just been centered on who Jesus is and his and what it means all the way from Genesis all the way to Revelation, what Jesus means. But we're going to talk about hope. We're a church that believes that Jesus is the hope of the world. And so we're going to talk about hope throughout the whole year. I think you're going to be surprised how many different ways we're going to talk about hope. But Jesus truly, if we truly believe that Jesus is the hope for this world, then we're going to have an incredible year talking about it and inviting people to come here and share in that hope with us. And I hope that you'll do that with me this year. This Christmas, we have focused on the message of the angels, that the angels gave to the shepherds there in Bethlehem. We have one more message, and today a little bit of a shorter message, knowing that we had had young people in here and older people in here. We had all ages in here. So just going to do something a little bit different today. But I wanted to have one more reminder from this precious account that we have from Luke's gospel of this incredible night 2,000 years ago. So I want us to hear that story one last time this year. We're going to add a little bit to it. And I've asked my friend Abby Sears. She's going to come and she's going to read the narrative to us. I've read it for you. Linus has read it for you. And now Abby is going to read it for us. So Abby's going to come now. Thank you, Miss Abby.
There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. It was night, and they were taking care of their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. It will bring great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Here is how you will know I am telling you the truth. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a large group of angels from heaven also appeared. They were praising God. They said, "May glory be given to God in the highest heaven, and may peace be given to those he is pleased with on earth." The angels left and went into heaven. Then the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. The baby was lying in a manger. After the shepherds had seen him, they told everyone. They reported what the angel had said about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Yeah. Thank you, Abby. Thank you. Yeah, so thank you, Abby, and the beautiful recitation of Luke's gospel in this most important birth in all of the history of the world. I want us to do something a little bit different today, and I decided that you're going to help me with today's message. Is that all right? Turn to somebody near you right now and say, "Rick needs all the help he can get." So tell them that right now. He really does. He really, really does. And it's true. So, are you excited? You get to help me out today, all right? All right, so you're going to help me out. This is what you're going to do. You're going to sing with me. How's that? All right, you're going to sing with me. We're going to sing our way through the message today. And so we're going to put words on the screen. That's all the words you're going to have today on the screen are going to be what you are going to sing with me. And you know this song. And you're stuck with whatever key that I give you, and I have no idea what that even means. But we're going to sing this song together. So let's sing the first verse. Are you ready? All right. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Beautiful. You did well. Now, I love that song. I've always loved that song. It's beautiful words. It's one of those interesting mixture of both. It's incredibly simple and yet profound. And I thought about it. Some of the songs we all know, they're simple yet profound. Happy birthday. We all know happy birthday. It's simple yet profound, right? The ABCs. Everybody knows the ABCs, right? It's simple, but it's profound. It's the very foundation of our language, right? So the songs that we all, you know, the songs that we all know and can just sing off the top of our heads, they're simple yet profound. And that's why I love this song. Nobody knows who wrote Go Tell It on the Mountain. At the dawn of the 20th century, a man by the name of John Wesley Work included it in his collection of African-American spirituals, a collection that he entitled New Jubilee Songs as Sung by the Fisk Jubilee Singers. That was the collection of songs that he gathered together. The Fisk University, there in Nashville, the Fisk University Choir, took that song and many other songs like it all over the world, singing the songs of faith that inspire calls to freedom and calls to salvation. It is in our hymn books today. It's been recorded by an incredibly diverse array of artists over the years. And then I remembered that it was the very first song that Matthew and Aaron and I sang together at our little church. First song the three of us ever sang together at our little church up in Western New York. So this song has always had a precious place in my heart. It's simple, yet profound. Let's sing the first verse. Maybe. There it is. All right. While shepherds kept their watching, o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heaven, there shone a holy light. Oh, you really want to sing the chorus now, don't you? Ha! But I'm not going to let you yet. You have to wait. You have to wait. It begins where we began at the beginning of Advent, with shepherds in the fields. Most archaeologists believe that the shepherds of that region would have gathered their sheep into close quarters at night, perhaps sheltered by the shallow caves, what we call grottos, that surround that area of Bethlehem. Sheltered from the wind, sheltered from the predators that prowled the area, and a place of safety and quiet, a silent night. Nothing could prepare them for what they saw that night. Nothing could prepare them for what they heard that night. something incredibly few of their ancestors had actually experienced. An angel stopped Abraham from sacrificing Isaac. An angel fed food to Elijah in the wilderness. An angel had shut the mouths of the lions who were ready to eat Daniel. But nothing quite like what happened to these shepherds. Nothing quite like what they were seeing in the sky above their pasture. What happens next? Let's sing it. The shepherds feared and trembled when lo, above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. This begins the message that we have featured all month. Fear not. I bring you good news that will cause great joy. This is what the Savior's birth will do. This is what the birth of Jesus brings to us. Because of Jesus, we don't have to fear anything, no matter what life throws at us. Because of Jesus, we have great news that brings great joy, no matter what life brings. You ask any parent in the room right now, the birth of a baby changes everything, right? Moms and dads, no matter how old you are, the birth of a baby changes everything. The birth of this baby changes everything for everyone of all time. This Christmas gift, this baby, is the best gift you've ever received. Pretty remarkable, isn't it? I don't care what you got for Christmas this past Wednesday. You've received no greater gift than the gift of Jesus. Let's sing another verse. Down in a lowly manger, our humble Christ was born and brought us all salvation. That blessed Christmas morn. Because of Jesus, we have no fear, we have great joy, we have salvation, and we have peace. We are saved from our sins. We're saved from death. No matter what we've done in our past, no matter what our life has looked like, we are saved. And we have peace. Peace that the rest of the world just simply cannot comprehend. It's not based on earthly realities or worldly circumstances. It's peace based on knowing that God holds us in the palm of His hand. And even though the storms of life come, He has us. He holds us forever. Now I'll let you sing the chorus. All right, there you go. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Now we go and tell. They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. You have seen Jesus. You have met Jesus. Now go tell it on the mountains, over the hills, everywhere, everywhere. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them how Jesus has changed your life and how Jesus has changed your eternity. This is Unity Sunday at Fairmount. It's an opportunity for all of our worship services to gather in one spot to enjoy the most important thing that we do together as a church family, and that is worship. Let us be reminded today, in this time of worship, what unites us as a church family. Fairmount is united by three things. We are united by the mission that we share. We love God. We love people, and we make disciples. That mission comes from Jesus himself, and that mission will never, ever, ever change as long as this church is in existence. We love God, we love people, and we make disciples. We are united by the message we share. We share the message of the Bible, God's Word, truth, answers to life's questions. Bless you. The message, it is the message of hope in the midst of great hopelessness in the world today. And we are united by the ministry that we share. The mission, the message, and the ministry, the work of the church, ministering to all ages, serving locally and globally, helping the hurting and the hopeless. It takes all of us, all of us, working, serving, learning, praying. It takes all of us. Paul writes in Colossians, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Someone said to me the other day, Rick, you know, Fairmount's got a big footprint. And I went, yeah, you're right. Right here. I mean, I grew up down on the Pike when Fairmount was down there, but I wasn't part of the church then when they decided to move out here to Mechanicsville. And we have this beautiful piece of property here, and we bought other property around it. And we have a big, big old footprint that everybody in Mechanicsville knows where Fairmount. Now, it's always funny. People will come here and they'll go, "I didn't realize this church was up here." Well, but everybody knows when you go down Creighton Road, right before you get to 295, there is Fairmount Christian Church. But then my friend added, "You know, Fairmount has a big footprint, but we need to have a deeper footprint." And he's right. And we do. We have a great impact on the world around us, but our impact can be much deeper with all of us working together. As we said back in our Revelation series this past fall, if you aren't growing, you're dying. How will you grow this year? How will you be different today? What is today? December 29, 2024. How will you be different on December 29, 2025? Will you have spent more time in the Bible? I'm going to read through the Bible, the whole Bible in 2025. I want to invite you to join me in doing that. Will you be committed to worship each and every Sunday when you're in town? Will you be committed to discipleship, growing in your walk with Christ, and in encouraging someone else to grow in their walk with Christ? Will you grow in your service, looking for opportunities to serve in your own community and here at the church? Will you grow in your telling, going over the mountain, going next door, going to another cubicle, going to the other side of the ball field? Will you tell someone about Jesus? Will you grow in your giving more sacrificially, as the widow gave everything that she had? How will you grow this year? When you grow, we all grow. When you grow deeper in your faith and closer in your walk with Christ, we all grow deeper and closer together. How will you grow this year. Let's pray. Father, it is so good for us to be in this place today. As we witness a baptism of a friend, Lord, we are reminded again that your grace is for all people of all ages, of all pasts. As we sing songs of worship, we are reminded that Lord, this is what we're going to do in heaven forever. When we take part in communion, we're reminded of Jesus' sacrifice and the eternal life that He's paved for us. When we read your word, we hear your voice clear and loud. Father, today, help us to grow in our faith, to shine our light even more brightly. Because, Father, our world is in a hopeless situation, except for Jesus. And because you are the God of the impossible, Father, our goal, our job, our mission is to take Jesus to as many people as we can so that they too can have hope. Thank you for those simple shepherds who went and told everyone what they had seen and heard. Send us out of this place today to tell everyone about Jesus. In His name we pray.